response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
An American Airlines plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided just off the runways of Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. Officials said the Army helicopter that collided with the passenger jet was on a training flight. 64 passengers are believed to have been on flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas to DCA, and three people were believed to be on the military helicopter. 300 first responders from across the region and multiple federal agencies have been conducting a rescue operation in the river since 9 p.m. last night and have not stopped working, including numerous Maryland departments. Senior Chief of DC Fire and EMS John Donnelly shared the latest updates in a news conference held in DC. Take a listen.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident, and we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter. We are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation.
Now, the aircraft have been located and will be investigated to get answers as to why this happened in the first place, because at this point, officials are still unsure. American Airlines also set up a helpline. Friends and family can call at 1-800-679-8215 if you believe you've had friends or family on board American Eagle Flight 5342. Our hearts and prayers are with the families that are going through this tragedy right now. They're also with all of the first responders that have been working in the ice cold temperatures and frigid environment since literally 9 p.m. last night that are still working until this very minute.
I wish we had better news for you, you know. I think we were all kind of waiting for that 7:30 press conference to get maybe a glimmer of, you know, of light, but it's just a sad, tragic situation. And like we said, like, Baltimore showed up, though, you know, like Baltimore City's down there, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County. I mean, it's God bless everybody involved in this. It's just, it's a really, really tragic situation that's kind of unfolding this morning as we go. So thanks for, you know, being here with us as we get through it as well.
Number two.
In honor of Groundhog Day this Sunday, there's a ranking of the most accurate weather predicting groundhogs in the U.S. And Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19 with an accuracy of just 35%. In first place, Staten Island Chuck out of New York, his accuracy is 85%.
Wow.
And in 19th place, Mojave Max, he's a tortoise out of Nevada who is included in this list, and his accuracy is 25%.
So why does Phil get all the credit?
I don't know.
Like, you got to admit, the Groundhog Day thing is such a weird tradition.
He's 17th place.
Like, he's not even good at doing this. He's not even, like, a pro at this anymore. Like, what in the world?
Number one.
The must-have fashion item of the moment is from the 1989 rom-com When Harry Met Sally. Fashionistas want to get their hands on the chunky off-white fisherman sweater worn by Billy Crystal in the movie in the trend known as Billy Crystal Core. But it turns out Crystal doesn't even know where this sweater is. Apparently last year he had donated the crew neck to UCLA theater department along with tons of clothing and costumes, and he admits that he does wish he still had it. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan teased their When Harry Met Sally reunion earlier this month, and now we know what it is. Yes, it is in fact a Super Bowl commercial. It's for Hellman's Mayonnaise, and it also features a cameo from Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, I think it's funny as, like, I'm in my 40s now, and like how these things are coming back around. It's so funny how clothing is like cool, and then it's so lame. Like, you're so lame if you wear these things. Then all of a sudden, like 20 years later, it's like the coolest thing ever again. Like, I would never in a million years think that would like come back around and be a thing. You know?
Yeah, Billy Crystal Core. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.